We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If anything, give Coach Belichick credit for he was responsible for keeping Tom Brady there for 20 years. Athleticism, all the, you know, just all the things that embodies Cam Newton. I think it'd be a great fit for the New England Patriots.
Oh, yes.
Dale Arnold.
9-run victory. That's how you finish out a series on the road. Look at that. Mitch Moreland, 6-for-6 with 4 home runs.
Rich Keefe.
Here is the Long Island iced tea. Vodka, gin, rum, tequila, triple sec.
The guy is drunk.
Dalen Keefe with Wiggy.
And the booty hole gets tighter.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 2, Dalen Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Former New England Patriot tight end Jermaine Wiggins is in the house, which is why our Brady Week programming at 12:30 today will be ranking the top four of the top five tight ends of the Tom Brady era. One of them, I think we can kind of stipulate, is the top one.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 through 5 are pretty, I mean, even,
it's
I would say like 4 through 7 even are kind of similar, and it depends on what you want. I
mean, what the criteria is?
One's far and away, but then the 2 through 5, I think it's going to be interesting.
Like, I'd like to see, you know, OMF could have did this as well.
They could have.
Sidu Foye's top five.
They got a guy.
He might appear on one of our lists coming up at 12:30 today.
We'll see.
That'll be at 12:30. Your calls between now and then at 617-779-7937. Let's get back to him right now and go to Steve, who's also calling on the cell phone. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey. Doing great.
I feel like the next quarterback needs to be a rebound quarterback.
What does that
mean? You know how when you're dating a hot chick and she breaks up with you, then you start dating another girl and she's never as good as the other girl, but then the second girl you date is the keeper. That's what Tom Brady. That's what we need for Tom Brady. The next quarterback is not going to be the permanent quarterback. And then everybody's going to compare him to Tom Brady. And how would Tom Brady do this? And did Tom Brady teach you that? And did you cut your hair to look like Tom Brady? It's going to be endless, and the pressure on that quarterback is going to be mind-boggling. He's not going to be able to handle it.
Now, overall, I think that's
true.
We're
not going to get a Steve Young. We're not going to get a Steve Young. You know what I mean? That's rare that you get a guy that's going to replace Tom Brady after.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's happened maybe 3 times with Steve Young, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, but then there are like 1,000 other examples.
Right.
I mean,
but
look at all the quarterbacks.
Right,
look at all
Steve's
the
right.
Yeah, but even the one guy isn't necessarily like the buffer, and then you get it.
No, but
look at the Bills after Jim Kelly and the Dolphins after Dan Marino.
Like, right,
not, they're still trying to get those guys.
But we probably all agree that the next guy gets probably the most pressure, right? The next guy to follow Tom Brady. So whoever the starting quarterback is this year and next year, while Tom's still playing, is going to get all of that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get further and further away from Tom, the pressure's not as great.
Or do you look at it as Belichick would get more pressure than Stidham because this was Belichick's decision?
Well, no. He would, but I'm just saying that the quarterback would hear it. And
my point is, if Stidham throws a pick six on his first pass attempt week 1, as a fan, are you more mad at Stidham or are you more mad at Belichick?
You're more mad at Belichick, but you're still chirping Stidham.
Because Stidham is who he is.
Right, and it's sort of like this year when we would complain about the Red Sox bullpen. It was only to a degree. Like, you wouldn't lose your mind because you know, Ryan Brazier couldn't get it done. Because you're like, he sucks. So, like, what am I supposed, like, I'm more mad at Dombrowski.
But he still hears that. That's the thing. Yeah. Stidham's still going to hear, oh, yeah, he stinks, he sucks, he's this, he's no Brady. They should have never got rid of Tom. So that is going to be the pressure that he's going to have to deal with. It's not going to be the pressure of, okay, the fans are going to be saying, you stink.
I honestly think Stidham has less pressure for a couple of reasons. Not that he doesn't have any. I'm just saying he has less than some of these other scenarios where a quarterback takes over for an all-pro, is because, one, it was Belichick, and Belichick's still here, and he's the one that made the decision and is going to have to live in that decision. And two, it's not like Stidham was a first-round pick, so we're all assuming, well, he has to be the next great player.
No.
Or he was a guy that they were sort of grooming for a long time, and it was like, all right, now's your time. Like, he kind of, like, fell into it.
No, but
there is no one available to play quarterback for the Patriots who was not going to suffer by comparison to Tom Brady.
That's true.
Yeah, you weren't getting Patrick Mahomes. You weren't getting Russell Wilson. The guys who were available to you, whether it's Cam Newton or Jameis Winston or the guys who are here, they're all going to suffer by comparison.
Right, but they're all going to hear it. They're all going to let it affect them and how they perform, because they will hear it on a daily basis. They'll hear it when they turn on the television. They'll hear it when they turn on the radio, that kind of stuff, whether it's on social media. Yeah. That's the thing. And for people to think that players don't hear the noise, we all know.
They will.
We saw Tom Brady after the game, so everybody sucks. Can you imagine what Stidham's going to have to go home and deal with every single night?
It doesn't mean that he's going to fail, though.
No. I'm not saying it doesn't.
No, the previous caller was saying, you know, you never want to be the man who follows the man. I understand that. What you want to be is the second guy to follow the man. You don't want to be the guy who follows Brady. You want to be the guy who follows him, because it's going to be easier for you.
Which is true. It is easier. It's always easier to follow the next guy than to follow Brady himself.
Yeah, but the next guy or whatever, like the second quarterback, can't replace the next guy that quickly. If you catch my, like, say they go to Hoyer for 2 weeks and then Stidham. Well, Stidham's going to get the same treatment.
No.
It's not like, oh, we had a whole guy in between Brady and this guy.
I'm saying,
like,
whoever the guy is in 3 years.
Yeah, right.
That's the point.
Right.
I'm saying whoever the next guy is to follow Brady this year and the next year, it's going to be a major.
Especially because he's in the league.
Right.
It's not like he retired.
A major problem. Right. You don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy in 3 or 4 years that's going to be following whoever the Scribinis that, you know, went year 1, 2, and 3 and fizzled.
Right.
Jackson, New Hampshire. Hey, Jack.
Hey, hi, guys. I have a point about the contemporary team and how they might be able to make the playoffs, but I just want to make a quick point about Cam Newton. He broke the quarterback rushing touchdown record recently that was held since 1976. And that person has set it in a 14-game season. It was Steve Grogan. I bet a lot of people don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, in order for these Patriots to make the playoffs, they could have a good defensive kicker that they can rely on. And I know Ryan Succop is out there. I don't know if he was injured or, but he's a good kicker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a kicker, defense, and a running game, that's the only way they're going to make the playoffs.
And they have none of the three.
Then right now it feels like they're absent.
Yeah, they're 0 for 3 in those departments,
all of those
Jack.
Things.
Yeah.
Right. But he's right. When you look at these teams that have been, like, you look at a Buffalo Bills, right?
Well, Buffalo Bills are great. They're the only team that, and I think Josh Allen could maybe one day be good, but right now he's not.
And
so,
think about him. He's a what, top 10
top
pick?
Top 10 pick. But there is, of the teams that made the playoffs, you could probably argue that the only one team had a bad quarterback.
Two.
And besides Allen, who?
Would you say?
Josh Allen.
Would you throw Tennessee in there? Would you say Tannehill?
Tannehill?
Don't you dare, Wiggy.
Nobody played really
dare,
well.
Not that he's bad, but.
Nah, he led the league in quarterback rating.
He was better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay. Yeah, he was.
All right. So you see, he had a good.
And he just got paid like a franchise guy.
All right.
I would say, but again, even if you want to add them. All right, running game and defense and things like that, that's how they were able to do it. So if Stidham can't get it done, you need to rely on everything else. And right now, you need to build that
and
up,
see,
too.
That's the issue. That's the issue that I'm having when I say this. You look at last year, right? They were able to rely on their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that what they were able to rely on their offense is not that it was a good offense, but they were able to rely on Brady not making as many mistakes as another guy would. You are not going to have that luxury this year. The defense, if your defense is not spectacular, if they're just an average defense, Now your quarterback can't make mistakes or can't make as many mistakes.
Right. Right.
And you think about whoever they put in there, a quarterback is going to make double or even triple of what Tom made last year. And that's where you're going to lose a lot of these games.
Mm-hmm. There was a piece, I think Chris Price wrote it, when he gave the theory, is it possible Jake Bailey could be the punter and the kicker for this team?
Oh, God.
Right.
No, I don't think so. Wouldn't they have tried that out last year? Like, they were in desperate times last year. And I thought Folk was good.
Yeah, I thought he was
good. Once he had the appendix out or whatever, mm-hmm. and then he came, but he was good.
You look at the kicker position, even though people wanted a clown, and I know you weren't a huge Gostkowski fan.
No.
He was a, you know, top kicker in the NFL for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you had that guy. So who knows what the next guy you're going to get.
I think they'll draft Blankenship out of Georgia in the third round. I like him.
Same guy who missed the field goal to allow Georgia to beat LSU and continue their run. No, South Carolina, excuse me, well, this past season.
He's still the best kicker in college football.
Yeah,
you know, everybody misses.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the question that you're going to have to ask. Can you fill – you went from Vinatieri to Gostkowski, and who's next?
Like, there's not a position where they don't need somebody. It's pretty amazing. I think their secondary is good, but it's also old. You know, so really across the board
– Gilmore's the only guy you don't need to really have a backup.
That's why you say, like
– assuming he's still here.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't traded him away.
But you know, if you trade him away, aren't you just basically throwing your hands in?
You better tank then.
Right.
You better just say forget it.
617-779-7937. Matt's in Westfield. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hey, don't you think that with Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay and now that he has weapons, don't you think there's more pressure on Tom to do better? Everyone's writing off the Patriots anyways. And if I think they go 8-8, that's a great season for Belichick. If Tom doesn't make the NFC championship game, don't you think that's kind of a loss? They basically got him for 2 years.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I do think he has sort of the excuse of, well, he is 43. He was going to run out eventually. But he picked Tampa Bay. So,
Did we think that they were, you know, a quarterback away from an NFC championship game a year ago?
Who? Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
No.
Quarterback away from the playoffs.
From the playoffs.
And then from there, I don't know.
Brady alone, if he doesn't get him to the NFC championship game, it's a failure?
No.
That seems a little much.
Yeah,
that's a stretch. But what it's
but gonna, how does he play?
That's going to be the key.
That's it.
Is he should be able to get him to the playoffs. He doesn't get him to the playoffs, it's a
that's
failure.
That's a huge failure.
Now, once you get to the playoffs, then it looks at where Brady could have been spectacular, and they lost in another area, right?
Right. Like, so, if their defense lets them down and Brady has, you know, 35 touchdowns, 10 picks, or something,
or if he has, like a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl, you don't look
right,
and go...
Right.
That's what I think the playoffs, it's going to depend on Brady's performance.
But if he puts up numbers similar to this season,
yes,
that is a disaster for him.
Right.
Yeah.
And Belichick...
with the weapons he's got there.
Right.
Belichick not making the playoffs, all that really is, all that's going to do, people are just going to look at it and go, see, we know this is going to happen.
Because everybody assumes that Belichick always has a plan, and if they miss the playoffs this year, the question is, all right, like, did he anticipate that, or did he really think that they were going to make the playoffs with Stidham and Hoyer as his quarterbacks, or did he screw that up all along?
Right. But I think Belichick, I think for fans... If he doesn't make the playoffs, I think a lot of fans will just go, that's why he can't do it with the team that he has. He has to do something else, right?
Right, and then you blame him for the roster, right? Like, he's in that spot where he's getting all the credit in the world when things go well because he's in charge of both the roster and coaching them up.
Yeah.
And so if things go poorly, you're like, well, what do you want him to do? Those are the players. Yeah, those are the players he picked. Like, those are the players that he wanted.
I think Belichick is screwed either way unless he gets to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, unless he gets to the playoffs.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We're an hour away from ranking our five top tight ends of the Tom Brady era. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jermaine Wiggins is in every Monday with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Wiggy is in the house, as he is on Mondays anyway. And I'm not going to give anything away here because it's coming up an hour from now. But Wiggy, you caused me some consternation on this list, man. I had to do a lot of grappling with this.
Consternation.
List. Wow. Yes.
Wow.
There was some grappling going on as I came
people
up with
like
my own list.
What's that?
Hold on a second.
Grammarly some difficulties. I caused him some difficulties.
Yes, I guess so. I mean, if you think about the top five tight ends of the Tom Brady era, mm-hmm. and we all stipulate, we know who number one is. That one's easy.
Yep.
But after that, it gets harder than you'd think.
It really does.
Not so much the last year or so. It got real easy to eliminate those guys.
Yeah, none of those idiots were on there. But 20 years, a lot of different tight ends, a lot of different Super Bowl runs. Couple of guys that are in the media. You got a couple guys here at the station. So I'm interested to hear what your guys
are. The key is the criteria.
Well.
Like, what
what do you value? Right. What do you like? What are you into?
I know what I value.
Okay.
So
don't tell us.
I know I'm not going to tell you. So I know when I'm making my list, that was like, it's like when you get grades in school or whatever. That's like 80% of my grade.
Really what it comes down to is an hour from now, you will find out if Jermaine Wiggins thinks he's the second best tight end in Patriots history.
Huh,
that's what you're going to find out. You'll also get Dale's list and my list, but that's really the key, is where does Wiggy rank himself amongst Patriots tight ends?
That's basically what we
want. That's it.
That's the segment. To get us to
that's
that.
That's it. That's the answer.
I don't know about that. I'm doing, listen, I'm putting together a list that has, and I'll be able to give you each the reason why, and I'll be able to back it up with some small
good.
Facts.
I got some stats and some factoids.
Your plan sucks.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Rob's in Billerica. Hey, as soon as I hit the right button, he is. Hey, Rob. Well, now that's not working, fellas.
All right, can you pot him up? Yeah, there you go. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys, doing
good.
Just everyone's going to be the Fellowship of the Miserable now with Brady gone but just to look at this year's draft and next year's draft, just to kind of give a little bit of a silver lining, the Patriots are down their second round pick for Sanu, but they did pick up 4 compensation picks this year. And then you have to figure with Vannoy, Collins, Karras, and Brady's contract, that's going to be at least another 4, and the Brady contract will probably yield a number 2 sandwich pick, and that's without them doing anything else. So if they do a good job in the draft this year and next year, they should have
But stop for a second, Rob. Based on the last couple of years, how much confidence do you have in them doing a good job on the draft?
You never know. I mean, Dale, you can
no,
I mean,
no, you do.
They've had good years, they've had bad years.
Yeah, but the recent stretch, I'm with you, Rob. There's a big sample, and it's kind of gone in waves. They drafted really well early, which they kind of had to, a good foundation. Then there was a dip. Then there was a few really good years. I mean, 2010, you're able to walk away with Gronk and Devin McCourty and Aaron Hernandez all in the same draft. And then you had the Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones. There's been some good drafts, but then recently, yikes, well, there's nothing there.
You know what this draft will tell me, right? And I think the key is going to be their first round pick, their number 23
better hit.
Overall.
Mm-hmm.
Do they say we're going to use that to get the quarterback of the future? Or do they go, we're going to go somewhere else, and then they go, okay, Stidham's the guy now for the next couple of years.
See, I wonder if, and again, it's tricky if this is part of your plan because it becomes reliant on what other teams do. But at 23, you can probably, with some of your other stuff and future picks, you can probably move up a handful of picks. Mm-hmm. You're not going to move up really high.
No.
But if there's a quarterback they like and he starts to fall, whether it's Justin Herbert or Jordan Love or one of these guys,
right,
like, would they say, all right, now's the time. We're going to trade up to 19. We're not going to let him fall any further, and we're going to take him there. And then you know what the quarterback plan is. Like, right, then you know for sure,
right,
all right, it's this guy. Whether
right,
it's week one or next year week one, it's going to be him. But either way, whatever they do, whether it's a player at 23, a player at 19, you know, trading down to 30 and then getting another pick, whatever it is, that guy needs to be a solid pro.
But doesn't it give you more confidence, though? If they let's say they, you know, do whatever they got to do and say, okay, we're going to go get the kid from Utah.
Jordan Love.
Yeah,
Utah
Jordan
State.
Love, right?
Yep.
You say, all right, they're going to go get him. Don't you now, as fans, we go, oh, okay, here's the plan.
Yes.
Here's the guy.
Yeah, you make it very clear to everybody.
And now, as a fan, you go, okay, we don't know the ceiling for a first-round draft pick. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was taken at 20-something.
Right.
Who knows what they'll be able to do with this kid. Where I think with Stidham, we're like a fourth round.
Right.
Was he really that good anyways?
Right.
Here's the deal from last year. If I ranked their draft picks from last year in terms of contributions in their rookie year, their best pick of a year ago was Jake Bailey in the fifth round. Their second best pick was Chase Winovich in the third round.
Yep.
And their third best pick, I guess, was N'Keal Harry.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that good.
No. Right, no, but like,
Juwan Williams played in 9 games.
Yeah, but based
he played
on
two more than Harry.
Based
you're
on,
right.
Based
not,
on
not
production, yeah, yeah, that's the order you would probably go in.
I mean, when your fifth round punter
was the best
pick you had last year.
Yep.
Without question, he was your best.
And if I go to the year before that, even if I think that Isaiah Wynn, healthy, is still going to be a pretty good player, and Sony Michel has been on again, off again.
But he I don't like to make excuses for Sonny Michel. I thought he was bad last year. I think he's terrible
around
the goal line.
But after his first year, he was good.
The playoffs?
Right.
They faced teams that couldn't stop the run, but who cares? Those were the teams in front of you. And Sonny Michel was good and contributed to a Super Bowl.
Right.
So at the very least, you have that, but he's got to get better. And Duke Dawson was a second-round pick, and then you just gave him away at the end of last year's camp.
Look at the guys over the last couple of years who you've drafted who have not played a game for you. Yodny Kajusti hasn't played. Jalte Froholt, I don't even know how to say his name, hasn't played a game yet.
He might be like a starting guard for you this year.
Christian Sam hasn't played a game. Danny Etling, see ya, hasn't played a game.
He's a seventh rounder.
I know, I'm just saying, though, guys that you've picked who literally never played.
No, it's even worse, like the Derek Rivers in 2017. So 2017... you know, you were kind of screwed there. You didn't have a first or a second round pick.
You only had four picks the whole draft.
And Derek Rivers was a third round pick, played right, 6 games. Antonio Garcia, a third round pick, and hasn't played.
Right,
but that draft was useless.
But I always look at, like, if you're throwing guys that are like sixth and seventh round
who
picks,
cares? That's dart throws.
Yeah, that's a roll of the dice.
Well,
anyways,
at least Dietrich Wise was a decent player for you.
He was a fourth round pick.
Right. He's played a little bit. No, but where you get killed is if over the last 2 years, you have had 5 guys drafted in the first or second round.
Okay.
N'Keal Harry, Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn on offense,
mm-hmm,
and then Juwan Williams and Duke Dawson on defense. Duke Dawson, already a waste, already gone. The 56th overall pick, useless, horrible pick.
Right.
So now you have 4 out of those 5 guys that have a chance to do something.
Right.
And I don't know.
And there's only one that's done something out of those picks.
Michel.
Sony Michel.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And we don't know. We'll
and
see.
Jake Bailey. But he's the.
No, I know, ones and twos. You got it. Like, if you miss on ones and twos, it's not hard to look at all these teams that have sucked for so many years and why they don't make the playoffs.
Right.
It's because they whiff on first and second round picks, which is like the highest form of currency in the NFL is a first round pick. But then if you take a guy who can't play, you're setting your franchise.
It should be ones and twos. You should be looking at your first and second round picks like, okay, we should be hitting on those. Your third and your fourths, hey, this could be a good opportunity for guys. We expect them to contribute in some way. Maybe it might take them a year or two to really be contributors. Then you're like your fifth, your sixth, and your seventh. Hey, who knows? If we get lucky there, we get lucky.
They've actually done better in the third and fourth than the first and second in a lot of drafts.
Right.
You know, if you go back you know, Joe Tooney was a third-round pick, right? Pretty good. Trey Flowers was a fourth-round pick. James White was a fourth-round pick. Mm-hmm. So they've been able to kind of mine some of the value there. But then when you're swinging and missing on Dominique Easley and Cyrus Jones, there's like that's an opportunity to get a guy who at the very least is going to be a starter. Like at the very least, maybe he's not all pro. Like that's tough to identify. But at the very least, somebody where you don't have to redraft that position. Because think about that. Duke Dawson was so bad that the next year you had to use a second-round pick on the same position.
Mm-hmm.
So then like you're just kind of treading in quicksand.
Your Joe Tooney's are guys that should be good, solid backups, and when they get an opportunity to play, they're solid, right? I mean, you don't expect them to go out there. Your first and your second round is you expect those guys to
they
be contributors
play.
And
play. Yeah.
They might not start their first year, right? But like Juwan Bentley, for example, this is going to be
– fifth-round pick.
No, no, not Juwan Bentley. Juwan Williams. Excuse me.
Yeah. Second round pick.
This year, you expect him.
He should be in the mix.
To be in the mix, to be competing.
Yep.
Right? Maybe they don't, a first or a second round that doesn't do it in their first year just based on who's in front of them.
I was going to say, if you're on a good team, you're not guaranteed a starting role.
No.
But at the same time, you should be knocking the door down.
Right. But now he should be a contributing player on that defense as a second round pick in his second year.
Right.
And if he's not, then you go.
Here we go again.
That's
another position that, you know, wide receiver gets most of the attention because they just cannot draft wide receivers. But cornerbacks, again, there's been
a
few in
there. By
the way,
you're hip deep in wide receivers in this year's draft.
Right. And it's you still don't feel like they're going to come away with the right guy. And they probably will take one just because it's loaded with it. And you get into the third round, there might still be some value there. But I don't know. My guess is that guy won't be able to play. For some reason, they're gonna draft the wrong guy.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Connecticut. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mike. Can you mind taking us off speaker?
Yep, 1 second. Give me a second here.
We'll hang. We're here till 2.
Hey, how's that?
Much better. Thank you.
Hey, first thing I got to say is Wiggy is the best, and they had. He started it. Wiggy, you're number one in my book.
There you go.
Number one?
I like this call. Number one on his list.
All right. It's a good list.
But the other thing is, don't be so harsh on Stidham. Belichick has had a year to watch this guy in practice, and Bill plays his cards close to his vest, and I don't think he'd put himself in a big hole. All the guy wants to do is win, and he's kind of backed into a corner with the salary cap. And my other question is, do you think a lot of people are going to fill the stands once the stadium's open and games start getting played?
Yes.
Yeah, I think people.
I think people are going to be starved.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
watching.
If you look at the stuff they're watching, ESPN the last two Sunday nights now has trotted out WrestleManias.
Right. People want to watch something, and then
I haven't even turned to a sports channel.
And there might be. And Wiggy, you mentioned this before the show, even like if there's a vaccine, I think everybody will have no questions.
Right.
They're going in there. But even if they don't, and they're like, "Hey, we feel like we've done a pretty good control on this." I think they'll be full.
Well, you know,
there might be some people on the fence, and then they'll choose not to go. But guess what? Somebody will buy those tickets anyway.
It's I think a lot of people are like, you know, just get me something by July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, full stands or whatever it may be, because you know you got people like Kirk Herbstreit who came out and said, "I don't think they're going to play
football
college
season
football,
I don't think
it's going to be professional football. I can't see it doing." Now, forget about it. People will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you imagine that? It's like
no football.
You get no.
That'd be the end. It'd be the end of times.
It'd be no football. That mean there'd be no baseball.
We know nothing.
We know nothing.
There's the rest of the calendar year with nothing.
617-779-7937. Not that I go anywhere, not that I see anybody, but if I did go places and if I did see people, I know what they would demand to know, Rich.
What's that?
They'd want to know, how did the Red Sox do this weekend?
Oh, it's Sox that have they just finished their four-game series with the Jays, right?
Well, we'll recap when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Our all-time Tom Brady tight end ranking coming up at 12:30 during Brady Week. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What the bleep is wrong with you people?
Now back to Dale and Keith.
There he is!
Middays 10 to 2
on WEEI.
There was no start to the baseball season. Turn that back up. For most of you, there was no start to the baseball season, which began last Thursday because of the coronavirus and, you know, Major League Baseball being locked out. But not for the listeners to Dale and Keefe, Rich. Thanks to you.
No, thank God. Our friend of the program and hashtag Dork Podcast co-host Ryan Davey has gone ahead and decided to play out the entire season the day the games are supposed to be played on MLB The Show. So we started on opening day this past Thursday. A lot of people took part and enjoyed that. Took a tough loss in the opener, but games go on. And so he played game 2, 3, and 4 over the weekend.
They didn't do so well in game 1.
Nope, game 1. But
that's all we know about so far.
And let's be honest, the Red Sox not exactly loaded this year. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the rotation, you look at some of the lineups, it's not that pretty. But the Red Sox are now 4 games into the season. The digital Red Sox, the Dig Sox, as Davey calls them. And John, I believe we have some highlights.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
With a good piece.
That's roped.
Spins on one here and drives it to deep right field. Gone! A 2-run blast to straightaway right field.
Oh!
A swing.
Get out!
And a ball soaring to right.
Mitchie!
That ball was...
2-run blast. Straightaway right field.
Dial 617-779-7937.
I wish I could hit this guy. I really do.
The 0-1. Now a drive to right field. This could do it. Game over. Walk-off home run.
How the f***?
Oh. That was fun.
Final strike for the Blue Jays.
Ha!
He gets strike 3.
9-run victory.
The final tap.
That's how you finish out a series on the road.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen.
You can tell Dale Arnold
game.
From me, from eyeballs, stick it up your butt. Don't even know if he's good at this game.
Red Sox Review with Jermaine Wiggins on WEEI.
All I asked was, how do we not know he doesn't suck at this game?
Well, he split the 4-game set. Okay. So 2-2, the Red Sox are a devastating loss on Saturday. He had an 8-5 lead.
With a walk-off.
Ended up losing in the bottom of the ninth, a walk-off win for the Blue Jays. But then he came back strong on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Moreland had a 4-home run game.
Wow.
For Mitch
And MLB,
Moreland.
The show is difficult.
Tough game.
It's hard to hit the baseball.
Tough game. Hector Velasquez got one of those opener starts and got hurt early, so he had to go to the bullpen even
sooner. I believe
it was
3 pitches in.
3 pitches in, got hurt. Again, they had an abbreviated spring, so that's going to happen. And so 2-2 on the year. I know he has another tilt tonight. Who they got, the Orioles tonight, Shime? I think it's the Orioles tonight.
Let me double check the schedule for you.
Yeah, twitch.tv/rvonD if you want to keep up. And yeah, you kind of heard him... some of his commentary, and he was in fact eating sunflower seeds while he was playing
in full uniform.
Well, he was also wearing. He looked like Lou Maloney. He was in full Red Sox uniform.
That's what you want.
We got the Orioles.
You
got
to do it.
Orioles
you might as well
tonight?
Go all the way in, right?
Yeah,
You know.
So 2-2 on the year. We'll keep track of the games and the standings because I have a feeling this is going to go on for a while.
But just got to see his managerial decisions.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. He's been shuffling his lineups a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Verdugo off to a hot start, so that's good.
Andrew Benintendi hitting something like 600 so far.
Benintendi's hitting it on the screws. So it's been pretty good. I actually had the game on yesterday on my 65-inch TV in the basement, and I'm sitting down there on the floor, you know, playing with my daughter, and my wife comes walking down, and she goes, "What?" I go, "It's day baseball."
You're right.
It's day baseball with Uncle Dave.
It's my job.
I'm at work.
There it is. But it looked beautiful on the 4K TV.
Oh, I bet it does.
You know, he's just sitting there. And so, because the game looks ridiculously realistic.
Yeah.
All the batting stances are the exact same. The stadiums are the exact same. Like, it is perfect. So,
and
he's doing a service. People are in desperate need of live sports, and Davey Eyeballs is providing that.
Yeah, I need sports, man. I don't know how people do it. I won't even turn on sports channels. Like, I don't want to watch wrestling from
WrestleMania 32 last night.
I did watch a bit of WrestleMania last night.
Did you? Yeah. Are you going to watch WrestleMania this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, I probably will simply because it'll be the only live sporting event I can watch.
Well, and Andy Hart had a good point last week. He's like, we probably should just because of Gronk. You know, we'll probably talk a little bit about it.
Later last night after WrestleMania, Triple H was on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And he was hyping up, you know, this weekend's WrestleMania, and he was hyping up the job Rob Gronkowski's going to do.
Oh,
and,
God. Yeah.
And it's like, really? Yeah. You're trying to sell me on Gronk as the host, as a reason to watch this?
But there's something about wrestling without fans.
It's weird. It's the one sport that, like, desperately needs that.
Yeah.
Can you answer a question for me, Rich? Because I've watched bits and pieces of this.
Yeah.
Why do they put the guardrails up?
I don't know.
They put the guardrails up. They've got the guardrails
around
the ring. Wait,
so around the ring right now, I don't know, is it so they can smash each other off of them maybe? Maybe to make it look as normal as it has, I guess?
I can't figure some of the things out. And the other thing is when they come in for their entrances, and Gronk even did this, you know, where he's gesturing to the crowd, "Hey, come on. Really? Who's going to yell back to you?
I don't know.
I think it's just in their blood, though, right?
Yeah,
because wrestling
is
such a... like a feeding off the crowd sporting event.
Oh, it's like the number one thing.
I saw a highlight. I think it was like women's basketball in like Taiwan or something like that where they were playing with no fans.
Yeah.
You can kind of watch basketball and get away with it.
Yeah, you could. I mean, it takes away a little something, right? Yeah, like a good crowd's great and the player's feeding off of a crowd.
But if I had to watch like an NBA playoff game, if I had to watch like the Celtics and the Sixers with no crowd, I could be fine, but I couldn't watch wrestling without a crowd.
But so did you see some of the other stuff they...
What else are you going to watch?
No. I mean, I'm not a huge...
Ozark.
I would go... I'd rather play Call of Duty.
Yeah. But did you see the other stuff that's going on with wrestling about how, again, all the wrestlers are still, like, asked to be competing like normal, and there's been some rumors out there that, you know, family of these wrestlers are starting to get a little pissed. Not unanimously, but plenty of them are like, all right, what are we doing here?
Well, you've already got a couple of wrestlers who are in quarantine.
Yeah. And
like Rey Mysterio, and I forget the name of the female wrestler who's been quarantined.
But then Roman Reigns.
That's the one who backed out from Goldberg, right?
Yes. Because of Goldberg.
Yeah.
No.
But Roman Reigns, who had a bout with leukemia not that long ago, I guess he pulled out, but it was... like his decision. It wasn't even the WWE urging him to and being safe.
Smart decision, basically.
Yeah, smart on his part. But,
right.
but the
by the
WWE
way, Triple H
like,
said that too. Triple H said, you know, nobody can blame him. Of course, there's no judgment. He's doing what's best for him.
So he's saying that publicly, but I do wonder, like, what does Vince really think about it?
Well,
he's like, hey, business, the show goes on.
Well,
like,
I think it's if you're so they're still wrestling then?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
They're still, I mean, it, again, it looks
they're
different.
They're not doing house shows, obviously. All they're doing is TV, you know, Raw, SmackDown,
right,
AEW.
Right. But they're still, I guess, you know, they're still coming in contact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be like the same if you said could have sports with no crowds, right? They would still come in contact with each other.
And that's the thing. You know, you might not necessarily come in contact with somebody if you're playing a baseball game, although you might, but you might not. Hockey, you're going to come in contact.
Right.
Basketball, you're going to come in contact. Wrestling, you can't avoid it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every other sport besides
baseball would be the only one you wouldn't have like a ton of contact in, but all those other sports you would.
Right.
And basketball. So it's, if you're saying, you know, I guess if the wrestlers are agreeing to go, you know what, we still can get paid and, you know, we're just putting ourselves at risk. I don't know. That's what the sports are going to be like. If there happen to be sports and there's no fans, that's what it's going to be like. The players are now going to put themselves at a greater risk than everybody else.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Bottom of the next hour, we'll rank the top five tight ends from 5 to 1 in the Tom Brady era. Wiggy's in the house. He's going to have a list. Rich will have a list. I'll have a list. We'll see if they coincide after one. We think they'll all coincide at one. But we'll go from there. It's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.